When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is another Main Street Spotlight. And in the studio, first time I've ever met her. So excited. Lynn Nagin with Mack Kite. Nice to have you here. And tell us about your store. I don't want to assume that everybody listening, you know, has been through the doors of your business. Tell us a little bit about Mack Kite and how you got started.
Absolutely. Thank you. Mack Kite was opened in 1981 in Mackinac City, Michigan. The original name of the company was Mackinac Kite Co., because obviously that's where we started. We moved to Grand Haven in 1986. We were located on Chinook Pier. Fun fact, that's where I met my husband. That's how I got into the business.
No.
I bought a kite from him there on Chinook Pier.
Oh, okay. There's a whole nother show here. Really?
Really?
You bought a kite from your future husband on Chinook Pier. That is awesome. Okay. So you meet your husband and you decide to open something called Mack Kite.
Right. Actually, okay. Mack Kite is just that abbreviated version of the Mackinac Kite Company.
Got it. Okay.
So we moved from Chinook Pier next to Fortino's, where Alegria is now. And then 25 years ago, we bought the building where we currently are. We've been there for 25 years.
That's incredible. What do you love the most about what you do?
Mack Kite is dedicated to being where fun begins. And truly, truly, that's what my staff embodies. What a better job than to work in a toy store and make people happy.
I know I was going to say, huh? I've often said this, Lynn. How does anybody get any work done around here? I'm sorry. I grew up on the other side of the state. And so being in a beach town, I mean, I often say people are on beach time here. But seriously, you look out our windows, you see Dewey Hill. You look down the street, you see the state park and the pier and everything. And it's just amazing that people
Gorgeous.
Get any work done. Now, I know that you're going to be participating in an event coming up with Grand Haven Main Street and the Downtown Development Authority called Girls on the Grand?
Absolutely.
Tell me about this.
Absolutely. So Girls on the Grand is a weekend designed to get ladies together, designed to build memories. The dates are March 8th through 10. There will be things like the fashion show with a full buffet breakfast and shall we say, optional mimosas and Bloody Marys.
Yeah, that's fine. That works.
Right. Shopping. There will be a Taylor Swift Eras dance party on Saturday night.
Oh,
woohoo!
Boy.
We are going to have a good time.
Okay, I think we need to officially say this right now. Whatever happens on the Girls on the Grand weekend stays with the Girls on the Grand weekend. Okay?
Absolutely.
I love this. This is going to be great. And your store, Mack Kite, you guys also have electric bikes too, don't you?
We do at our location out on Hayes.
Okay.
So I run the downtown toy store and my husband has a shop out on Hayes, the Board Sports Center, as we like to call it. He does things like kiteboarding, electric bikes. They're slowly weaning their way out of electric bikes, but we do foil boarding and electric foils.
I just looked at you like, huh?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
So, if you've ever watched the America's Cup, now those boats come up out of the water on foil. That
yes.
little mast with a wing at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, think a shorter board. Same idea, same mast, same set of little wings at the bottom. And they come up out of the water offering less resistance. So you can go faster.
Very, very cool. What's it like when you sell someone their first kite?
It's amazing.
No, I mean, honestly, it's got to be a really cool thing for you.
Yeah, just a short story here. We did Kite Festival for 30 years, right? My family and I put the whole thing on stem to stern. We didn't have any help from the city, nothing. It was just Mack Kite. After 30 years, we decided that maybe it was time to turn it over to some other folks. But during Kite Festival, I drive the Grand way to the beach. So instead of going through downtown to get to the beach, I drive Grand and make the curve.
Uh-huh.
No matter what, it never fails. For 35 years, I come around that corner and I see those kites in the air and it's just breathtaking. And when I sell somebody their first kite, it's there's part of that involved in that sales process, right? Just that knowledge that a kite just lifts your spirit, literally. It's something that everybody should do.
And that's really what it's all about. And I would imagine you are selling, not only are you selling to the children of parents that you sold to, but you're probably selling to their children now. Honestly.
Honestly and truly. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
It is something. We have kids whose parents worked for us, who now work for us.
I love that. How important is it to have, you know, a Main Street Downtown Development Authority for what it is you do? How important is that for a downtown?
Oh, so important. Not only does it help us market our downtown and Centertown, right? Because the DDA consists of both. And it really helps us tell people that we are a year-round shopping destination. People tend to forget that. Heated sidewalks, beautiful indie shops run by small independent retailers. We're just a fun place to be.
Well said. I will be bringing my granddaughters in this spring and summer to buy a kite from you, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Lynn Negin with Mack Kite, and she'll be participating in Main Street Girls on the Grand as well. So nice to meet you. Thank you for being here. This is Main Street Spotlight on 92.1 WGHN. Go, go.